my name is Dr. Laura Janna. I am a pediatrician, the proud mother of three, and the co-author of a book called It's You and Me Against the Pee. And I'm really excited to join you to talk about what I like to say is not just potty training, but potty learning, something that a lot of parents find challenging with young children and sort of dread, think it's going to be stressful, but it really doesn't have to be. So in terms of covering some of the things that you can do, the first one really is just shifting your mindset, not only to thinking of it as a learning process that takes some time and there's some inevitable obstacles and you want to celebrate successes and focus less with your child on some of those inevitable, you know, accidents and messes, but also make sure you think of it as something that's potentially fun. You know, in terms of looking at children's books, for example, find a book that's fun to read with your child that helps introduce some of the concepts of using the potty in a very, unstressful environment can actually go quite a long ways. The other things you can do, and there's several tips I have. The first one is really sort of a no-brainer because it's you can be prepared. You know that there may be, accidents along the way. You know some of these things. So what you can do is have the supplies on hand that make it easier. Whether that's a step stool that lets your child more easily access the toilet and feel a sense of independence, or a potty ring or a potty seat. It also means having training pants on hand, which is why I'm excited to partner with Pampers Easy Ups, because a lot of children get very excited about the idea of wearing big boy or big girl underwear and having training pants that have that underwear-like look and feel. But for your purposes, take away all the stress around accidents and leaks, whether that's daytime or nighttime. Goes a long way towards the ultimate goal of having your child master this really important milestone. You can also keep in mind that you should have a team spirit about the whole thing. You are not only your child's biggest fan and teammate, but you're also their coach. So remember, celebrate victories, anticipate setbacks, and when you have them, encourage your child to just get up and try again. The last part of the tip section that I have for you is that you want to focus on signs of readiness so that you really start this learning process sort of developmentally appropriately. And some of those simple signs of potty learning readiness include your child's ability to toddle their way to the bathroom, to be able to pull up and down their pants, to start to express in words what they're feeling and what they want to do. The other thing that really helps, and I find every parent who's ever potty trained a child knows what I'm talking about when I say, when you start to see your child stop suddenly, whatever they're doing, and be aware of the sensation of peeing and pooping, and certainly when they start to be bothered by messes or wetness, that can go a long way towards motivating them to actually accomplish this important milestone. So with all those tips in mind, I certainly recommend that you reshift the way you think about it to potty learning. And for more of my tips, Pampers has also graciously offered to put up more tips on the Pampers.com website, where you can also find information about Pampers Easy Ups. You can also go to the Pampers Facebook page. And if you remember to look in your Sunday paper, you can also find a $3 coupon off of Pampers Easy Ups.